makes any of you idiots out there think, your friends that are idiots, what makes any of these morons, these useful idiot Nimrods, there's a biblical term for you, these useful idiot Nimrods, what makes any of them think that the same governors and legislature who stood by and did nothing, that have absolutely no care for all the lives they've ruined, ostensibly under the guise of, well, we're saving lives. Look at all the lives you've destroyed. What makes you think that they're going to be any better at revival than they were at projection doom and mayhem? Does anybody really believe that government is actually capable of fixing what they have broken? You know what? If you do, I have a couple of bridges that I'd like to sell you in Arizona. Here, let me give you a benchmark that you can kind of test that against. How long did it take for the Obama recovery, government recovery, to kick in? And can you tell me the date upon which it was successful? Your time starts now, Roger. Best of luck. The question is, how long did the Porculus Succubus bailout, shovel-ready Joe Biden swine flu Joe, Barack Obama bailout take to repair the destruction wrought upon the American economy by the housing and loan crisis, TARP bailout, and others? Ooh, let's first go to Cesare. Cesare says, meet our chara, please. I am a Pole. I applied for employment insurance in Poland. I not trust New Jersey governor. Good answer. How much did you wage? The Polak went to Poland to get unemployment. How many drachmas did you weigh? Did you bet there, Mr. Polak? Ooh, he bet it all. It never happened. There never was any substantial recovery. Now, some people are going to say, yeah, well, your boy Trump's recovery was a bubble. It was a Fed-inflated bubble. Newsflash, all recoveries since 1917 are Fed-inflated bubble recoveries. Let me repeat that. You know what? There might be one... there may be two exceptions. I'll give you two exceptions. One, the Revenue Act of 1958, which severely cut. There was 58 and 62. So in 58, Eisenhower cut some business taxes. In 62, John F. Kennedy asked for and received, or in 63, the end to or a cut of some magnitude on capital gains taxes. So money was left in the American economy, in other words. That's what led to those recessions ending and recoveries occurring. Somebody might say, what about my miniature? What about 1983 and 1984? Well, again, there was Fed manipulation there. Reagan told Paul Volcker, who was the head of the Fed at the time, to basically use the Fed to fix the problem. So what did he do? Start to bring interest rates down. It was absolutely a Fed manipulation, the Reagan recovery. Now, look, I'm not opposed to it. It is what it is today. So Trump's recovery was a Fed-induced recovery. This is true. It created it. But look, we've been creating bubbles, since the advent of paper money and fractional reserve lending. We've been creating bubbles ad nauseum. Of course they're going to pop. Why is this a surprise? Who is staying home and Netflix binging, Mrs. O'Connell? I must have missed out on this story.
The Columbia Street Tap Room in downtown Covington has had to shutter its doors because the few employees that were there doing takeout have all revolted against the owner and said, we can make more money being unemployed and I can stay at home and Netflix binge. So he had to close his shop last Friday.
So Steve and Laura had to close the tap. The dang on!
Yep, because employees would rather stay home.
Started, and by the way, started on, because I know Steve and Laura, started on St. Patrick's Day, 1997. Let's add the years up. So 2007 is 10, 2017 is 20, 23 years in the same location, and bang-ong! Nice job, Belle Edwards. You're awesome. Hey, how many grannies' lives do you think you saved in St. Tammany Parish? You bag. Let's go down the carnage list, shall we? Here's a headline from WNDU.com. Logan's Roadhouse fires all of its employees and closes 261 locations. Is Logan's Roadhouse the one where you take the peanut shells and throw them on the floor? Okay. The parent company that owns the Logan's Roadhouse restaurant chain has closed all of its 261 locations and fired nearly all its 18,000 furloughed employees. Now, you know why they do this? Because they're trying to do the right thing and trying to keep these people mildly employed and interested. They're doing this to pass the debt off, to pass the service of what amounts to basically charity at this point, off to the federal government. That's why you do this. This will continue. Last week, I told you, expect a doubling of the 3.1. We got 6.6. We're at 9.9 million unemployed. By the end of this Friday's claims, I fear we'll be somewhere in the order of, again, around 6 million. You're going to get to 15 and some odd million this week. By imagine this, on Good Friday, the day when I wash. Here's my tradition. I get up. I fast all day. I don't eat nothing. I drink water all day. I watch the Passion of the Christ. I do the readings from the Missal, Stations of the Cross, the whole, all of that stuff. On Good Friday this year, no Catholic church in the United States will be open for Mass, will be open for Stations of the Cross, will be open for any of the sacraments. None. And there will be a bloodbath of layoffs and firings that will make the world shudder. You watch this coming Friday. Here, Mitter Church, please. Logan's Roadhouse is an outlier. There's plenty of restaurants that are still open. Okay, Mr. Hairlip dude, sit down. Here comes number two. Headline. This is from FoxNews.com. And these headlines, by the by, are not atypical. In other words, you probably have a bunch of these where in your neighborhood or in your area, wherever it is that you live. Headline, Texas Roadhouse CEO forgoes salary for 1 year to pay workers amid coronavirus reports. Texas Roadhouse CEO and founder Kent Taylor will give up his pay for the rest of the year so that the money can go to frontline workers amid an industry crunch due to restrictions aimed at slowing the spread of COVID-19. By the by, COVID-19 spread and the spread of the virus has not been stopped because of these ridiculous social distancing measures. The instance of it has been curtailed by the change of the seasons, and by people doing what they should have been doing all along, which is simply being prudent. Maybe taking care of their immune health. We can't be the only ones that have watched Dr. Shiva's video. We can't be the only ones that have watched Dr. Vladimir Zelenko's videos. We can't be, as a matter of fact, I know I'm not. A couple of million people have seen them. To help struggling employees amid the novel coronavirus pandemic, the steakhouse chain chief executive will forego his pay from March the 18th. to January 7, 2021, Market Watch reported yesterday. The chain took part in the Great American Takeout campaign on Tuesdays as restaurants around the country have been limited to serving on-the-go meals in an effort to slow the spread of coronavirus. Let me tell you who's going to fall next this Friday, by this Friday. You know who's next? And they're going to go down hard. You see him. If you travel anywhere in the United States, you see him. Al Sharpton calls him Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel's gone. Forget it. It's over.
I don't know if you've noticed, but the little Waffle House right down the street from here that's always open 24/7 has been officially closed, not even takeout, for 2 weeks now.
Two weeks.
I wonder what those two little old lady waitresses are doing, because they only had the two. They've been there for years.
Who eats at Cracker Barrel?
Old people.
And?
Travelers.
Thank you. Who's traveling today? Here's who's traveling today.
0.0.
Old people are told they're going to die the most horrific death, you know, worse than St. Lawrence being skinned alive. They're going to die the most horrific death in the history of horrific deaths if they leave their houses or apartments or wherever. So I would expect Cracker Barrel to be in such dire straits. I'm surprised we haven't already gotten the announcement. Surprised. But don't worry. Unemployment insurance and small business loans are on the way, you people. Mike Church Show here on The Crusade Channel. Last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. And by the by, I broke the news yesterday that about 50% of the newspaper chains that remain in the United States are probably not going to make it to the end of the month.